Hello.
Hi, we are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. The interview will only take a few minutes. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older? I'm sorry?
50 and 64.
Thank you. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Latino.
Latino, thank you. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place November of 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote in that general
100%.
Election? Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? I have a list, if that will help, jobs and
education.
The economy. I'm sorry?
Education.
Education, thank you. That's a big one. Education, thank you. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? An election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months. I always vote.
Okay, thank you.
Since I'm 18.
Okay, thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? I have to write it down. So just, you know, in a few words. I'm sorry?
My duty. It's my duty.
Okay.
I'm allowed.
Okay.
My country people are not.
Okay.
In their own country within the U.S.
Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, mm-hmm. except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health, and no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how do you vote on issue one? Yes for issue one or no for issue one?
Hold on 1 second.
Do you remember?
Hold on.
Okay.
I voted no on issue one.
Okay, thank you. And why did you vote no on issue one? Again, just a few words. I have to write them down.
Because people should have freedom to make what is the best decision for them.
Okay.
And because this country has sterilized over a third of the women in my father's country, which is mm-hmm. part of the U.S., I will never allow it again.
Because people should have freedom to make their own choices, right?
Yeah, without government intervention.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And you said you voted no on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months, years.
Okay. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube or Spanish on YouTube. How did you
come across this?
I
just keep abreast of what is happening in my country. So, I don't use TV. I don't read the newspaper, but I would probably say radio.
Okay.
Like, national public radio.
NPR. English or Spanish?
Spanish. I mean, English, sorry.
Okay.
I confused for a second. Yeah.
Okay. And how about family members or friends talking about the election, church, or social clubs, or community groups? Okay. Thank you. Both?
Yeah, all of the above.
Thank you. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experience in abortion, men in general, men who have experience
everyone
in abortion.
But religious.
Okay.
Everyone but religious.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to put really. Okay. So healthcare,
yeah,
medical professionals.
Not religious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Women.
Okay. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
And why? I have to write it down, so just a few words.
So the U.S. purposefully sterilized a majority of the women in Puerto Rico, and as a Puerto Rican, I will not stand for the country legislating decisions for women.
Okay. Okay. You said the U.S. purposely what was it, the rest?
Sterilized.
Purposely
women?
What?
Sterilized.
Oh, sterilized. Thank you.
Yeah.
Women. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Sterilize. Okay. Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will vote? You will actually vote? Yes or no?
No, I never changed it.
Thank you. And why? I can't ask why. I have to write it down.
Yeah.
No.
Because I don't want the government telling women what they should do with their bodies.
Okay, of course. Okay, thank you. They should do with their body. Okay, thank you. And moving along. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages. Oh, by the way, we already at 66%, only a few more questions. I really appreciate you taking your time. It's really important that we hear everybody's opinions, but some people don't think like that. But anyway, now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the on issue one, debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all?
Right.
No, thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing, someone?
Very.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad that they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing? Okay. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, please.
Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under a proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with the individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning that you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Convincing or
non-convincing?
Non-convincing?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, the Democrats or Republicans?
Neither.
Neither? Okay. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing in the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? Jobs in the economy, health care, low wages, abortion, inflation, global climate change, racism and race relations, terrorism, immigration, border security, education, gun control, crime. Education, thank you. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States.
One more time, please.
Okay. If you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States.
Democracy, protecting democracy.
Thank you. Would the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote, or are you currently undecided?
A Democratic.
Okay. Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president was being held today and the candidates for Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided? Who would you vote for?
Third-party.
Third-party candidate, thank you.
Possibly.
Possibly. And do you know the name of a third-party candidate? Anyone?
Not current. But I don't like either of the other choices.
Okay, so they're asking for a name, so maybe you don't know right now? Would that be a better answer?
Yeah, undecided. Okay. Yeah, undecided.
Undecided. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
But not Republican. You just put not Republican.
Okay. And just a couple more questions, and we are finished with the interview. In what country were you born? Puerto Rico, the United States? U.S.
Okay. I was born in U.S.
And in what country were your parents or your grandparents born? Puerto Rico?
On my father's side, Puerto Rico. My father was born in Puerto Rico. My mother was from was U.S. Grandparents, other places.
Okay, thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
I guess Democratic.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I don't like the terminology. moderate.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. I know I have to ask you like that. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. Have a great night. I really appreciate it. Thank you.